Do you like your cricket, Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't follow it as much now as I used to, but I don't mind it.
All right. Yeah, backyard, mate. It's lunchtime, right? Steve Smith's there. You're the captain. Steve Smith's there. Ricky Ponting's there. Who do you pick for your team?
Probably have to go Steve Smith. I'll go and fall. He's on fire, isn't he?
He's on fire.
They can't get him out.
He's on fire.
Are you on fire, though, mate? You're fronting up to the judiciary again tonight.
Yeah. So, I was a little bit surprised as I got charged, to be honest. So, hopefully it can go in and, get off that and be able to focus on Cronulla for the weekend.
It's a pretty important game this weekend coming up.
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, obviously we let ourselves down last week and put ourselves in a little bit of a tougher situation. So I think now us and Cronulla are on the same point. So it sort of becomes a pretty important game. We sort of jump ahead of them. So they were pretty good on the weekend, knocking over South. Got everyone back. So I think Penrith's record over Cronulla is awful. So, we're going to have to work that out and make sure we play well.
I don't want to harp on it, Jimmy, but when you go to the judiciary tonight, what would be your defence? It was sort of like an awkward movement of your right leg. What were you trying to do?
Well, I was only trying to kick the ball. Like, there was a bouncing ball that I've sort of stuck my foot out to, and then obviously in the meantime he's picked it up and there's been minor contact with him. Like, it wasn't, you know, from my sort of understanding, any sort of trip has always been the ball carrier running and wrong footing someone, and, you know, the leg goes out as a reaction and things like that, you know. To my understanding, it happens a million times, whether, you know, someone's trying to tow a ball through and someone dives on it and, you know, the foot makes contact with, you know, someone's torso. Like, to me, there's no difference between, you know, those sort of things. So, I don't know, we'll go and see what they reckon.
Yeah, well, you'll roll the dice tonight. But, Jimmy, Penrith have more play the balls inside the opponent's 20-metre zone than any other team, and yet you struggle to score points. Why is that with this team?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I think we probably missed the mark a little bit with a few details in how we wanted to run, you know, our shapes down in good ball, and then probably, when the Bulldogs sort of scrambled and just kept coming up with sort of saves, I think, you know, that probably created a bit of frustration. And it sort of, it had that feel about it, the game where, you know, it was sort of a game you were expected to win and should have won. And, when things didn't happen, you know, just frustration come about. And, and they just, we probably early on missed the mark and probably give the Bulldogs a sniff. And, you know, once they had a sniff, then they were there to play. And, we just didn't get it done.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I guess we're using this terminology, must win, a fair bit. But for the Penrith Panthers to slip out of the eight, the past fortnight hasn't been terrific. How much of that is to do with missing your weapon on that left-hand side, Kikau, and how much just to do with, you know, a bit of lack of form and a lack of taking opportunities?
Yeah, I think, obviously, he's a hard guy to replace, but, you know, we've had enough guys on the park to do it. We've sort of reviewed both the last couple of weeks' games and thought they were both games we should have been winning. So,
yeah.
We've had our opportunities in both of them and we just haven't been taking them. So, it's important whether there's been a little bit of, you know, after going on that really good run that, okay, you know, it's back and it'll all just happen, whether that creeps in, I don't know. But I think it's the disappointing thing has been, you know, that the areas we've missed the mark the last fortnight have been the exact areas we've addressed all week and have known what was coming. Like we've previewed the sides and we knew exactly what was coming, and then we missed the mark on what we worked on all week. So that becomes a concern.
Yeah, well, you know what's coming this week when you take on the Sharks better than most, and it's no coincidence that they played their best football last week with the return of Wade Graham.
Yeah, obviously he's a vital link in their side. He offers so much attack, and he's a natural footballer who will take opportunities. He reads the game very well, counts numbers, does all the basics really well. So. He's someone you got to spend a bit of time on and make sure we cover what he's up to. But they've also got a pretty experienced and strong forward pack, and a lot of it what they can do will come off the back of the platform they sort of set. So I think we've got a fair job to match their middles first and foremost, and then we'll worry about what happens off the back of that after that.
No doubt you've had a look, mate, because it's always a dangerous time of the season when you start looking ahead and thinking, well, we need to win this amount of matches to make sure we get into that top eight, because you're now dropped out of it. You've got the Sharkies quite obviously this weekend, then the Broncos up there at Suncorp Stadium, the Cowboys away at 1300, the Roosters away at the SCG, and then you've got one more home game, mate, and that's against the Newcastle Knights. It's not an easy little run home.
It's probably not the worst. It's probably not the best. I think regardless of the run home, you've got to beat who's in front of you. So regardless of the draw, and as soon as you think there's an easy game, I suppose last week was probably a game everyone thought we should have knocked over, and we didn't anyway. So. You just get the competition that close, and you don't have to be off by much to get rolled. So the challenge for us is, I reckon probably 4 or 5 will get us in. You would think. The challenge for us is to do that. But at the end of the day, if you just scraping in and gonna not playing the right footy. When you get to the semi-finals, then you're sort of wasting your time being there anyway. So we need to get our footy happening, and we've got 5 weeks to do that. And if we play the right style of footy that we know we can, we should be able to get there and then hopefully do something. But we've got a fair challenge ahead of us, obviously.
Yeah, I know you'd be disappointed, Jimmy, and you said you'd planned, and over the last two games you knew what was coming at you, and you weren't able to stop it. Do you think you probably need to just worry about yourselves a bit more and not sort of worry too much about that opposition, as you just spoke about, and just sort of play your style, your football?
Yeah, look, a lot of the stuff I sort of spoke about with them was just basically understanding defensively what they're going to come at with us. And then we leaked, 18 points against the, a Bulldog side and 30 against the Canberra side. So that's not where we need to be. And if you're talking about semi-finals, that's not going to win you many semi-final games.
No, so, fair point.
That needs to be addressed. But, in terms of, what we're doing with the ball and all that, a lot of it is focused on us. But, it's just... just little things, and I suppose you realise that the sides like Melbourne and things like that, the difference between those sides is they get those little things right all the time, and we're probably not at that point now. There's we've got some young kids that are still learning, but that can't be an excuse either. When you're playing at this level, you need to get those little things right. Just the details of things, and we missed the mark the last couple of weeks.
Jimmy, good luck at the judiciary tonight, and good luck against Cronulla on the weekend if you play.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.